A few years ago, I was having lunch with a group of people involved in the DV when the Gold Award participant sitting next to me explained that she really wanted to learn pole dancing, although her parents were not at all keen on the idea. Now, I'm guessing that a few of you as leaders or mentors may have been in a similar situation. The rest of you can perhaps just imagine. So what would you have done if you were in my place? That's an interesting conundrum. Now, believe it or not, I know exceedingly little about pole dancing. But it seems to me that you have to be quite extraordinarily fit and remarkably strong to stay up a metal pole, let alone swing around on it, and therefore justifiable for a DV activity. It also seemed to me at the time that if that's what this young person wanted to do, then why not? So I told her to go for it. Isn't that what the Duke of Edinburgh's Award is all about? Challenging oneself, setting a goal, trying new things, discovering passions, having fun. True. Although there's more to it than that. There is a structure so that adults can encourage young people to take risks and explore what is possible in a positive and constructive way. And by doing it, the DVD instills in the participant a set of values which last a lifetime. And what is more, it does exactly this every day for hundreds of thousands of young people in this country and around the world. And one of the keys to the DV's success and enduring popularity is a simple understanding of human behaviour and motives, which hasn't changed one bit in 60 years. That there are adults who are concerned for young people, who want to help, to guide and to encourage development. And there are young people who want to challenge and to savour achievement. However, to bring this to life requires a degree of faith and belief. Faith in people and belief in the programme. Over the years, I've had many a conversation with sceptical adults who can't see how it works and therefore don't believe. In his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul tells us, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see. The participant's journey through the sections of the program, the life skills and practical experiences accumulated along the way, the satisfaction of achievement, allow the individual to grow, develop and mature in their own way. Of course, to those that know, the fact that this journey is different to each individual is the magic of the DV. Like any magic trick, there are always those who want to know how it's done and cannot suspend their disbelief. One award holder, from Wales, I think, described her journey to me as being equivalent to being told to cross a very wide river. She had no idea how she was going to do it. She just completed each section one by one, with all the ups and downs and deviations one might imagine. Yet when she had finished and looked back, there was a beautiful bridge with five pillars, each one for each section, and a clear, straight road leading back to the other side. It's still a wonderful analogy, which perhaps some of you at least will recognise. The DV is not universally accepted. There are some adults I've come across who, it seems, neither have faith in young people, nor do they believe they could be anything different, so dismiss even the notion of the DV. Others are at the other end of the spectrum and are supremely confident and successful at what they do, so do not necessarily see the need for the DV in their work. Others adopt the DV because it fits neatly with what they're already doing and offers something additional. However, there is a significant number of adults for whom the DV is exactly what they want, something to help them unlock the potential in their young people. It is in these situations that the DV flourishes and where young people respond in the most surprising and rewarding ways. We heard from Hannah Cocroft and Thomas Wainwright earlier, and the impact of the DV on their lives. There is really anything more satisfying than hearing stories about young people with disabilities confounding their parents and teachers with what they've been able to achieve through the DV. And then there are prison officers and others who work in the youth justice system who, in spite of where they work and who they are working with, have compassion and faith in the young people in their care and believe in the DV. For some of these young offenders, gaining a sectional certificate is the first time anyone has ever said, well done. For the first time, they've discovered they can do something and be proud of it. All the parents of Muslim children who have been brave enough to let their daughters do the DV and been amazed at what they're capable of. Or those, like the policeman in Liverpool, who use a DV to engage some of the children with the most chaotic family backgrounds and poorest school attendance records, through which they bring stability to their lives, uncover hidden talents, discover new passions, and ultimately academic achievement way beyond anything the school had anticipated. You may think the DV is remarkable in this country, but I can assure you its impact in other countries is even more impressive. During one international gold event, I happened to sit next to a young man whom I had discovered I'd first met when I was visiting a special project in Soweto, one of the largest slums in Nairobi, the capital of Kenya. At the time, he'd just embarked on his bronze in a place he described as where growing up was not easy, as I had to face the challenges of poverty, drugs, prostitution, HIV/AIDS, and violent crimes. This young man, who went on to join the International Council, become an award leader, and go to university, recalled, "As a volunteer for the DV in Kenya, I have become a role model to so many young people. The award also gives me a sense of self-fulfillment. I get little allowances from schools, only as a token of appreciation whenever I do training and assessment with them. With this, I am able to pay my transport to college and support my family too at times. Every day I go to the award office, I feel like I'm going home." And I've never forgotten one gold recipient in a South African prison who told me when I asked him what he wanted to do, "I'm going to start the award in my community, because if I'd had the chance to do it when I was growing up, I wouldn't be in here now." Also in South Africa, Sophie and I listened to one gold recipient recounting what seemed to us her harrowing experiences volunteering in a children's home, yet it had changed her career ambitions. In Ghana, participants regularly volunteer in local hospitals, where they are often required to help with frontline care when there is a shortage of medical staff. These are cases of young people being given remarkable responsibility at what seems a young age. Yet the respect with which the DV is held locally means the professionals have faith in them to rise to the challenge. Kawerau in New Zealand is a predominantly Maori community, which has suffered badly through the recent economic downturn. Yet it was to the DV that they turned to help tackle the highest suicide rate in the country. The principal of Tarawera High School, the only high school in the area, wrote, "It is a constant struggle to encourage our students to participate in things positive, as they have for so long been bombarded with the negative image the town has received, have few role models, and have been made to feel undervalued. I believe the Duke Venables Award has been an integral part in the area of youth development and leadership in our school. The significant changes already witnessed over the last year have seen beneficial growth and positive rapport within our school, its students and parents. Our students have not been used to standing tall and showing their natural skills of leadership or taking on the Tuakana role for their younger brothers and sisters. The value of the Duke of Edinburgh's Award for our students, school and wider community is something we are all benefiting from, as our students are goal-setting and facing difficult futures at times, but all the while role-modelling for our future tamariki. Yet all these wonderful stories would not happen if it were not for someone having faith in those young people and believing in the DV programme to deliver. Perhaps someone who has had no previous experience of the DV, but is willing to believe in it, or someone who has experienced what is possible at first hand and is willing to help others do the same. These individuals often have their own stories. Some have been doing it for extraordinary lengths of time. One I met in the Jewish Lads and Girls Brigade has been there since the beginning, nearly 60 years ago, and has overseen every single gold group, probably a record. Others are willing to take huge risks to prove the DV can be for anyone, such as setting up and running the Belfast Activity Centre for nearly 30 years. Some are willing to try it in a business setting or with apprentices. Some are innovators, as in the Students' Union now running the DV in their university, or even in a parish council. Johann Wolfgang Goethe wrote, "The way you see people is the way you treat them, and the way you treat them is what they become." There is no doubt that the experience of how you do your DV has an impact. The degree of faith placed in you, the level of responsibility given to you, how a little concern, guidance, and encouragement can make all the difference in a young person's life. I remember meeting a young man from a traveller's community who had been given the chance to do his DV through his local youth service and came to realise that there was a different world out there and opportunities. Having achieved his goal, he became a youth worker and DV leader, determined to help other young people like himself. What was once a pilot 60 years ago is now an exemplar of youth work practice the world over, a global standard in accrediting non-formal education, and every Duke of Edinburgh's award earned is a celebration of achievement rather than problems, triumph over adversity, and success over failure. None of these stories I've told are unfamiliar to our founder and patron. However, as probably the most self-effacing and modest person I know, you would never dream of taking the slightest credit for any one of them. Yet, they all know, whether they come from a traveller's community, a Jewish community, a Muslim community, a Maori community, a Kenyan slum, a South African prison, a Ghanaian hospital, Ireland, Scotland, Wales or England, that this award bears your name, that you started it and you did it because you have faith in people. Your own concern for the welfare of young people and desire to encourage their development, your experience of Kurt Hahn's educational philosophy and approach, coupled with the skills of Lord Hunt and others you engage at the beginning, has helped to empower millions of participants, parents, teachers, voluntary organisation leaders, employers, DV leaders and mentors. The few who are gathered here today in this magnificent abbey represent the millions who want to say thank you. Thank you for believing in us, encouraging us and giving us the chance to savour that sense of satisfaction through achievement. In return for that faith you put in us, I hope that you can feel an immense sense of satisfaction in how the values instilled by your award are inspiring young people to step forward, prepared to serve, prepared to lead, and prepared to make a difference in their communities. My belief in the DV was reaffirmed, if I needed it to be, when I received a letter, the gist of which read, "You may not remember me, but I sat next to you at lunch and we discussed my desire to pole dance. Thanks to your encouragement, I did learn how to do it, and my parents came to see my final show, which they enjoyed and were most impressed. I have now completed my Gold Award, but I wanted to thank you for inspiring me to fulfill my goal and to overcome my doubts." Have faith in people. Believe in the Duke of Edinburgh's award programme and see what happens.